When you write a novel, do you know where you're going, Dr. James?
Yes, you must really if you're writing the classical detective story, because it must be so carefully plotted and so carefully clued. I have schemes, I have charts, I have diagrams. It doesn't mean to say I always get it right, but I do plan before I begin writing. But what is so fascinating is how a book changes during the process of writing. It seems to me that creative writing is a process of revelation, really, rather than of creativity in the ordinary sense.
When you're planning the basic structure, do you like to go away to be sure that you're by yourself?
I need to be by myself, certainly. Absolutely. I can't even bear anybody else in the house. I don't mind much where I am, as long as I've got enough space to write, but I need to be completely alone.
Is that very important to you?
Oh, yes. I've never been lonely in all my life.
How extraordinary. Never?
No, never.
You're very lucky. Someone once said that there's a bit of ice at the heart of every writer.
Yes, I think this is true. The writer can stand aside from experience and look at it, watch it happening. There's this detachment. And I realize that there are obviously experiences which would overwhelm everyone. But very often, a writer can appear to stand aside, and this detachment makes people feel there's a bit of ice in the heart.